This is Dan Jones. We wish to discuss the subject of misplaced values. It should be obvious to us all that there are some things that are worth much more than other things. But sometimes the things that are really worth the least are the very things that are more highly prized by some people. In Isaiah 5, verse 20, we read this solemn warning. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Is it not tragic when men confuse themselves as to what is good and what is bad? The prophet speaks of those who call evil good and good evil. In other words, they have mixed values. They exalt the worthless and degrading while belittling those things that are truly good. If this seems strange, remember that this is a common practice for many. For instance, money and material goods have become the primary goal of many, while virtue and spirituality are forgotten. By and large, our nation is concerned with the price of goods, the rate of inflation, the stock market, and the like, more than they are with the Word of God, Jesus Christ, and the eternal treasures He offers. Jesus once spoke a parable about a man who prepared a great feast and invited many. At the proper time, a servant was sent to bid those invited, saying, "Come, for all things are now ready." But they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. The first said unto him, "I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused." And another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused." And another said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." Luke 14, verses 16 through 20. These men had a great opportunity, but they were more interested in other things. The lesson our Lord taught here is that as men and women have opportunity to partake of the great things of His kingdom, they often pass them by in the pursuit of the temporal and unimportant. It is true that life requires attention to business, to home, and other such things, but these should be secondary. They should not be considered of primary importance and placed above spiritual considerations. Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," Matthew 6:33. Imagine, if you will, a window display of a jewelry store where the prices are all mixed up. The gold, the silver, and the precious stones have prices ridiculously low, while the plastic, the gold-plated, and the glass trinkets are listed at very high prices. The more costly jewels cost practically nothing, but the junk is very expensive. Now, this would not really be found in a jewelry store unless someone made a very serious and foolish blunder, and if they did, it would be corrected as soon as it was discovered. Yet that is the picture of life in general. The things that are really important are not valued very highly. But the junk of life, the trivial, the temporary trinkets and baubles, become a man's most sought-after treasure. And even when this is pointed out, many will turn a deaf ear to the warning issued. What are we talking about? We are talking about a mother who is anxious for her daughter to be popular with her classmates at school and a success in social matters, but is not concerned about her soul. We're talking about a father who will spend thousands of dollars to get his son through college, but will not take him to Sunday school and church services or teach him the Word of God. We are talking about the way men and women will devote themselves to business, to a profession, to the making of money and the acquiring of material possessions, to home and a host of other things, but who give the service of God and the salvation of their own souls only passing, superficial attention, if indeed they even do that much. Dear listener, when your life and mine draws to a close, only one thing will really matter. All the rest will mean nothing. Only what is done for Christ in obedience to His commandments will make any difference. Remember that Christ is the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey Him. Hebrews 5 and verse 9.